Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Fiore, F-I-O-R-I. Michelle Fiore is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-3-22. But at that time, she was walking around a corner and tripped on some boxes. Her body lurched forward, and she felt a pop in the back of her left leg. She did go to the emergency room where she was employed. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be near complete rupture of the hamstring muscles with bony avulsion. Paired, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Fiore was seen at the emergency room on 6-3-22. She related she tripped and fell over boxes in the nursing office and had pain to the left leg. Period. More specifically, it involved the hamstring and buttock area. Period. She related her toe stubbed the box, causing hyperextension to the knee as she fell forward. Period. While attempting to stand, she stubbed her toe again. Period. X-rays of the left femur, hip, as well as pelvis showed no fractures or malalignment. Period. Exam found mild tenderness at the proximal posterior thigh without overlaying skin changes. Period. She was treated and released on crutches, lidocaine patch, Flexeril, and Motrin. Period. In the paragraph, she was seen on 6-7-22 by nurse practitioner Pasha, P-A-S-H-A. Period. Her initial injury, her pain level was 0/10. Period. She stated it was more of a strain and weakness instead of pain. Period. She related the doctor in the emergency room did an ultrasound and stated it was within normal limits. Period. She was then prescribed the aforementioned medications and crutches. Period. She used the crutches for only one day and worked all weekend as she was helping with Epic. Period. She had been pain-free since Sunday but had tightness and swelling of the left posterior thigh. Period. She was wearing an ACE bandage which helped it feel stable and taking Motrin and Flexeril at night. Period. She stated it, quote, feels like sitting on a golf ball on my left side, come out like a funny bone, period, end quote. She was re-examined and had full range of motion of the hip and knee. Period. There was mild swelling and bruising on the proximal thigh / buttocks. Period. It was not tender to palpation. Period. She was cleared to return to work full duty and advised to apply ice and rest. Period. She followed up here over the next several weeks, running through 9-26-22. Period. At that time, she was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Parcells, P-A-R-C-E-L-L-S, on 6-27-22. It had been 3 weeks since hitting boxes at work, feeling a pop in the back of her thigh and falling to the ground. Period, she noticed a large area of ecchymosis in the posterior thigh, which has since resolved. Period, she had some persistent weakness, but minimal pain. Period, there were no mechanical symptoms of her leg giving out, nor was there any numbness or weakness. Period, exam found full range of motion with 5/5 strength. Period. X-rays of the left hip revealed no arthritic changes, comma, normal alignment, comma, and no subluxation, dislocation, or fractures. Paired X-rays of the right hip found the same normal findings. Paired, she was diagnosed with a rupture of the left hamstring tendon, for which she was referred to physical therapy and an MRI. Period. New paragraph, MRI of the left femur was done on 7/1/22. Period showed avulsion of the left hamstring tendon origin that was essentially complete. Period, there was a 3-centimeter gap present. Period, there was some surrounding post-traumatic soft tissue edema, along with a small post-traumatic fluid collection measuring 4.4 by 2.0 by 3.0 centimeters. Here there was mild intramuscular edema within the hamstring muscle bellies compatible with low-grade muscle strains. Here there was some edema at the component of the adductor magnus that originates from the ischial tuberosity compatible with the strain of this portion of the adductor magnus origin. Although there was no evidence of any fluid gap or frank discontinuity, where the anterior compartment muscles remained intact. Period. She returned to Dr. Parcells on 7/11/22 to review these results. Period. He described a demonstrated avulsion of the left tendon hamstring origin with a 3-centimeter gap as well as a fluid collection. It did not identify a complete rupture of the hamstring tendon as the petitioner currently asserts. Period. He explained that hamstring tear is most typically treated non-operatively. Period. He didn't think it would be a bad idea for her to follow up with a sports surgeon to see if they would have any indication to fix it. Period. She finally saw Dr. Parcells on 7/25/22. Period, she had been doing a lot better with pain. Period, the hematoma is starting to dissolve and she's able to sit comfortably on her left side. Period, she feels somewhat weak on that side and has difficulty firing that muscle. Period, she had spoken to a surgeon, Robert Johnson, who stated there was very little surgical indication for a hamstring repair. Period. He wrote she had a left hamstring tendon rupture and did not need surgical intervention for it. Period, offered a second opinion, which she declined. Period, she was going to continue therapy and anti-inflammatories. Period. She had not yet reached maximum medical improvement. Period, new paragraph. On 8/1/22, Ms. Fiore was seen by Dr. Goljan, G-O-L-J-A-N, period. He reviewed her course of treatment to date, but he also learned that she had never missed a day of work throughout this injury process. Period, she is an avid golfer and enjoys walking the golf course. Period, she was being seen for a second opinion. Period. He diagnosed, especially that his review of the MRI was that it demonstrated full thickness tear of the proximal hamstrings and left side with tendon retraction. Period, there was approximately 3 centimeters of retraction noted. Period. He discussed the typical course of recovery from such an injury. Apparently she was going to continue therapy for the next 6 weeks and follow up. Apparently she did therapy on the dates described. Period. She saw Dr. Goljan again through 9/21/22. Period. She had no pain. Period, she's playing golf without significant limitation either. Perhaps she does have some discomfort that is occasional and does not limit her significantly, but had only been present following the injury in June. Period. He opined she was doing very well with conservative treatment of her left proximal hamstring injury. Period. He believed she would have some limitations on a permanent basis. Period. This is not affecting her ability to work, but could affect her functionality long-term down the road. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement, and she understood there may be flare-ups of this hamstring pain with certain positions, and that she may have permanent changes in her gait pattern, but as long as they are not affecting her quality of life significantly, she's comfortable without seeking further medical treatment at this time. Period. She was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She had suntan lines around the ankles, as well as her face and shoulder areas. Period. These suggest spending a considerable period of time outdoors, as one does with playing golf. Period. She had muscular calves and stated she used to run, but cannot do so anymore. Period. Extremities lower. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. She located the area of her tenderness in the upper left medial buttock at its crease and proximal hamstring. Period. However, it was not actually tender to palpation. Period. Right hip extension was full but elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and serious without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal, knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. When walking on her toes, she complained of pain in the back of her left knee. Period. She was tender to palpation at the right greater trochanter, but not the left. Period. And then normal through. Seated supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left elicited a pulling sensation in her hamstring, but no low back radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no symptoms were elicited. Period. And then put in the normal supine straight leg raise maneuver. Impressions. 163-22. Michelle Fiore tripped at work and hyperextended her left leg. Period. She was seen that same day in the emergency room. Her x-rays were negative for any acute fractures or dislocations. Period. She was initiated on conservative care and then followed up as an outpatient. Period. She evidently underwent an MRI at the hospital that was negative. An ultrasound at the hospital that was negative. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Parcells. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. MRI was done on 7-1-22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She followed up with Dr. Parcells afterwards. Period. She had a second opinion and treatment with Dr. Goljan on the dates described. Period. At the end of his treatment, he noted she had returned to golf without any limitations, but could expect some permanent limitations with exacerbations. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was benign. Period. She had full range of motion of the back, hips, and legs. Period. There was no tenderness to palpation about the left proximal hamstring or buttocks. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the hips and pelvis were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. Her hamstring strain and partial tear with possible full thickness tear with avulsion has resolved from objective orthopedic perspective. Period. and